Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and eSETI Stargate. A lot going on the planet right now. You can check out Rumble, you can check out VMO, you can check out, there's so many things. We're not posting things on YouTube for the right reasons. it's a long story, I don't even want to go, I'll go there in a minute. But I want to get to the news. Twitter dominates the headlines as usual. And, Elon Musk, if it is Elon, or we're not sure, there's people saying he's wearing a mask, God knows, but who knows who's who anymore. But these Twitter drops are just blowing my mind, just one after another, after another, after another. And all the agencies were in on this stuff. And this is the biggest social engineering psyop that you've ever experienced. And these guys have gone way outside their mandate, and they've lost all credibility whatsoever. So anyway, that's still going, and more to come. And basically, there's also 50 intelligence officers who signed off on Hunter's laptop, as Russian disinformation. Those guys got to go too. They're all part of this program. There's so many things happening out there. Speaking of laptops, the Hunter laptop is a nuke to the Democratic Party, basically. And so they're doing everything they can. It's going to take out a few rhinos too, as well. But we need to ask the big questions. What happened to Wiener's laptop with the insurance policy on there? UMA's insurance policy. And that insurance policy, if you see the video, it would be the end of the Clintons. I mean, And a few others, basically. And actually, some of these others have already been taken out already because of that. But that's going to come out. I really think it's going to come out here really soon. And her server is going to come out. And then the good news is, I think the January 6th laptops that went disappeared, they're going to come out. And they're going to show... some also pretty, might show Nancy just might have been involved with orchestrating the January 6th incident. And there'll be communications there with Capitol Police, with Antifa, with all these other groups and that were involved in orchestrating these things. So that's going to come out, I'm sure, pretty soon. But it's pretty crazy when you find out just how corrupt this whole thing. And, they miraculously just dropped all the charges against Trump because really they didn't have anything whatsoever. And the whole tax thing is a big scam, too. There's nothing there. They're going to try to make something out of it, but they won't be able to. But anyway, they're toast now. They're done. And they're all going home. This whole omnibus budget thing that they just, it's just a giant slush fund. They padded themselves and they pad all this. Ukraine is just another big slush fund. And that money is just going in a circle back into their pockets. You got to figure that one out. But anyway, that whole budget, I think, is going to go down in flames, when the Republicans take over the House. But also their hands are tied for a while. They can't do it right away. But I think something is going to happen in between then that's going to put into this, because that whole budget needs to go away. You don't want your kids to be responsible for millions of dollars. Before they even get out of their diapers, they've got, multi-million dollar debt against them. So this stuff has to end. These people don't care. They don't care about the next generation. They don't care about your kids. They're just operating from pure greed, basically. Which brings us to the Brunson case, 2238. And that is, I'm going to turn the page here. I'm just going from some notes just to give me. And basically it's saying all government officials should be held to the highest standard when they take an oath of office and swear to uphold the Constitution. No exceptions, no immunity. And public officials will be relieved of all their credentials if they didn't. And they didn't when they did not investigate the election fraud, and they validated the elections or certified the elections. Right there, they just did, they broke their oath. And I mean, if you actually read the Constitution, know the Constitution, almost every day they're trying to pass a bill that goes against the Constitution. This group has no concept whatsoever of what America's about or the Constitution, which is a divinely inspired document. And You know, it's made to keep the power in the people's hands, not into some global elite shadow group that nobody knows what they're doing. And it's always been that way. That's what it's about. It's all about, you know, each person being the king or queen in their own country. And my door just mysteriously opened. That was interesting. We must have some visitors. I think that's going to go into some of the questions that we're coming up with. But anyway, definitely check out this. I think, let me find this. I wrote it down. Weird. No, I wrote it down. Oh, just type in Google the Brunson. I think it's Brunson. It might be SEN, but I think it's SON website, the Brunson website, and read that. Because if that goes through and the Supreme Court hears this case, and they'd have to, it's a slam dunk case. You know, they'd have to, you know, they'd be going against their oath if they didn't agree to it. And that's their whole job, is to protect the Constitution. And if this goes through, and I do think it will, I mean, we're getting chills about it, just talking about it, like this is where we get our country back. And so there's a lot of other things being done out there. But once this goes through, you're going to see a lot of politicians go for Christmas vacation and they are gone. They are not going to be coming back once this goes through. And that would be the best way, you know, to not freak the public out, just have them go on vacation and not come back. And you know, a very large percentage of our politicians are involved in this, and they would be basically gone. I've noticed a lot of politicians that are hard left are dropping like flies, even physically, from physical ailments and things like that, because they're serving a darker force and that's wreaking havoc on their body. But that's a whole nother story. But I wanted to get in. I promised I'd do question and answers. A lot of people asked me to do. There's a lot going on the planet. And so I'm just going to go into the question and answer. And we've got my lovely assistant, Kathy, here again. And she can read the questions. And can you go look, come a little closer to make sure the mic picks up your questions? All right.
New Zealand, Australia, and Hawaii are all part of Lemuria. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure New Zealand's part of it too, of Lemuria. Atlantis is the Atlantic. You know, it's when they had the Great Wars, the Lemurians actually were spacefaring people, and they dropped a meteor on Atlantis for melting down their colonies. So anyway, yeah, it's all part of that.
Do you feel there's an uptick of paranormal phenomena with these energies coming in from the sun?
Wow. Okay. The sun is just nuking like crazy. It's that last CME blast that went off, a whole series of CMEs. If that was aiming towards the earth, we'd be screwed, you know, right now. And luckily it wasn't. But there are others that have been hitting us one after another. And we've talked about the Schumann resonance going off the scale, and that's tied to the sun. And we're moving into that highly energized place in space again. So the whole earth is going through an ascension process, and it's very instrumental. But I know with this last planetary alignment, the energies of that, I've been walking sideways and going, whoa, and getting dizzy and spaced out and doing stupid things and go, I got to get grounded. I haven't having to take my shoes off and walk around on the grass, you know, here and get grounded. But it also is to the veils between worlds are getting very thin. So you're going to see a lot of shadow people. You're going to see the little guys popping out your side vision. The way your eyes are set up, the cones on the side of your eyes pick up the paranormal stuff, the higher dimensional stuff. And so when you see something moving on the side of your, if you don't turn and look straight at it, you'll be able to keep looking at it. So don't turn and look straight at it, because that's your objective vision for this world, and you'll lose it. So if you learn to just keep watching it off to the side, you can watch these things longer and see what they are. And we say, if you don't like what you're feeling, do a healing. And it's really important to clear the energy. And that's on the website too. The healing prayer and all that stuff is on the website. That information. But how to clear unseen negative influences, how to clear your house, your space. And then there's a world and personal healing meditation on there as well that you can listen to. But all that is definitely, you know, pretty useful right now with what's going on. And also too, we've been seeing, do we have a question come up about the storms? Or?
If the storms have something to do with the paranormal activity also.
Okay, so I could answer that one too. And the storms also have a lot to do with, there's an astral war going on. And there are darker ETs, you might say, in the fourth dimension that are screwing with people, tall grays, reptilians, royal reptilians, and djinn, and all kinds of things. And there's some weird creatures in that level too that are being taken out. And some of these storms, it seems to be part of a battle going on. And I've seen just weird booms that don't make any sense. It's not thunder. It's not lightning. There's no lightning with it, and things coming down and hitting the ground. Some pretty crazy stuff happened here where we had the most hellacious storm. They said on the mountain up on Mauna Loa that there was 140 mile an hour winds. And they call it thunder snow, like lightning and snow. And it was just insane. But pretty crazy cleanup going on. And I think that's part of the cleanup. A lot of gifted psychics say inside these storms, there's some really weird stuff happening. And a lot of entities and a lot of astral beings in them and things like that. So there's a lot of cleanup. I mean, something hit my roof really hard and it fell to the ground. I heard this groaning and I grabbed a flashlight and went outside to find out what it was. And there was nothing there. And so the only thing I can figure out is that it either flew off or it had like a death moan, but I think, or it was coming from another dimension. I know it sounds really bizarre, but my life is bizarre. So it was weird. I can't explain it. But I think with the veils getting thinner, there's going to be a lot of cleanup and a lot of bleeding over, and you're going to see a lot more activity, you know, as the veils get thinner and a lot more, you know, things coming out of your side vision, you know, your peripheral vision.
From all of your sources, do you have any idea if 2023 will be any lighter than 2022?
I tell you, it depends on your perspective. Now, if you see chaos as change, and there has to be chaos for change to come, it's part of the healing process, and you understand this, you're going to be excited when you see a lot of these things happen. If you're in fear and you're really attached to the status quo and what's happening, then you're going to freak out. It's going to be really hard for you. And depends on how attached you are to the present system, because this system is so corrupt. It's so screwed up. It's got to go, and it's not going to go easy. And so you're going to see a lot of, they're doing all they can to totally enslave humanity, and that's not going to work. They're going to enslave themselves basically. And everything they're doing, the karmic reaction is going to be amplified and accelerated. So these guys are imploding. Their world is imploding. They're not frequency specific to the ascension process. And so you're going to see a lot of chaos as their worlds explode and implode, you know, and fall apart. And if you're in the right side of the light and you're aware of this, you're going to be excited when you see this stuff. You go, great, great, let her rip, 23, finally it's happening. You know, and if you're dependent on the beast, then you're going to have a hell of a year, you know, literally a hell of a year.
Many light workers, healers, channelers are speaking about a clarion call being sent to Earth that every person will hear, a call or sound that we will all hear in our hearts, that it will signal that the event of the solar flash is near, a flash of light from the sun that will create a wave of 5D frequencies that will ignite our DNA and start the 5D transformation on Earth. Have you heard of this?
I we're going through a series of flashes and a series of 5D waves coming through the planet. And it's been going on for quite a while. It's getting exponentially stronger and stronger. People are hearing trumpets or hearing strange things in the sky, all kinds of things that have been going on for a long time. I don't know. I kind of warn people about one event happening. I think it's a buildup, a series of events, and we get to that critical point, and then we're going to flip, you know, and there'll be a whole different world that we're in. And Babaji talks about that, the bifurcation of two worlds and our timelines. Everybody has a different name for it. So basically, basically, that's what's going on. We're in the middle of that right now. Do all you can right now to release the past and heal and clear any unseen negative influences and raise your frequencies. Don't wait for some big event to come, because Babaji also said that when this energy comes through, it's going to get hit some like a feather and others like a brick, you know, depending on their frequencies and how attached they are to the physical. So anyway, that's basically all I have to say on that.
Are med beds a dark operation to put nanites on us? Are these ET lying to us?
You know, the med bed situation, there are so many different med beds. And I mean, I've laid on magnetic light tables and all kinds of things. We're actually levitated on them. And the really good ones create a communication with your etheric body, which is your whole and healthy, perfect self, and your physical body. And they reprogram your DNA, and that's the ones you want to work with. The nanites and the other stuff, I don't think any kind of technology in your system is going to help your ascension process. In the end, it's probably going to hold you back. So any kind of nanites or chips or all these other things, I would probably not a good idea, especially with that thing with the graphene, and it's really a bad idea. And they're finding out that it's pretty clear right now how bad of an idea that was.
I've been reading a lot about Nibiru. Is there truth to its existence? And if so, are we affected by its presence?
You know, Nibiru is there's so many stories about that. I don't even think it exists anymore. I think they lost it. They tried to shield the planet and they couldn't do it. And it's pretty much burned up. It's probably not even habitable. But from my understanding of it, but anyway, I don't think it's a problem. And I know people that are very, very brilliant. Let's say they have several PhDs and they know, they've researched all this stuff, and they're saying no, there's nothing to worry about. You know, timing's all off anyway.
Do you have any info on ships that travel from south to north that power up randomly between 5 and 30 seconds at a time? It's a bit of a guessing game to see where the lights will pop up next in the sky, as the flight paths are not fixed. There's no sound associated with them, and I'm pretty sure they are ET craft, which we are seeing regularly.
Yeah, we've been filming a lot of those craft here. The last show I showed a lot of those craft coming in, and they did exactly that. They would come in and they would just get huge and they'd power up. And a lot of them were going south to north. Some were going north to south. The majority were going south to north here. We're in Hawaii. And that's not the trajectory of the space station or any of the major satellites. So, you know, everybody wants to say, oh, that's a satellite. And I go, well, you know, go to heavens above and look it up. Look up visible satellites and see what's overhead. There's a million satellites up there, but don't look at the one that says visible satellites, because a lot of them you can't even see. And also too, at night, when the sun's gone pretty far down, everything in the east is in the Earth's shadow. So it's not reflecting light from the sun, it's self-illuminated. So that again eliminates the satellite theory, and people forget about that. So they forget about visible satellites and they forget about the Earth's shadow. And so if these things are self-illuminated, they're changing directions, they're powering up and doing things like that, they're not satellites. Now, whether are they our secret space fleet, are they ETs from another dimension, or are they popping into this dimension, or, you know, powering up and leaving this dimension? I'd say that's kind of all the above, you know.
James, what are your thoughts on the Wingmakers, New Mexico near Chaco Canyon? Other ancient arrow sites, question mark?
I love the Native American tradition. Where my grandmother was Cherokee, so I'm very connected to that. And I, Golden Light Eagle was a very good friend of mine who recently passed, and also Wallace Black Elk and all those guys. I really respect them, and I learned a lot from them. And they shared a lot of the prophecies with me. But I the Wingmaker thing, it just got too commercialized for me. And it's like The Secret, you know, the book The Secret. You can have it all. You can have the house and the wife to die for, and all, you know, the Ferraris and everything else. You know, you can do it all. You just got to know the secret, you know. But you know, if you haven't done your clearing work, you're going to lose everything you manifested anyway, and you're not going to manifest squat diddly if you're holding on to all these fear, guilt, unworthiness, traumas from the past, and you know, lifetimes where you've been impoverished and things like went through the dark ages and stuff like that. Nothing's going to manifest because those are all blockers. You got to clear those out. So, and once you clear all that stuff out and you're awake, you don't need the fancy car, the fancy, you know, model with, you know, you know, the Ferrari and the giant house and everything else. And, you know, you're in service mode, basically. You're in service to others. You don't need all that crap. So anyway, I forgot. I probably went off on a tangent. What was it again?
The Wingmakers.
Oh, the Wingmakers. And so there's all of these things out there that are going on, and they're not really, they have some truth and they have spiritual truths in there, but then they got marketed, you know, they became a marketing ploy.
Hi, James. What about the cruelty to our animals, birds, and fish? When we move into 5D, will the treatment of all these creatures cease?
I tell you what's interesting. Now, this, again, there's two rules of thumb. You look at the Native American way, and they respect the animals, and they give thanks to the animals. You know, even Avatar showed that, you know, in the movie. They would pray over the animal and say, you know, thank you for feeding us. Thank you for feeding our family and you know, things like that. And they would bless their food and be grateful for their food. And, you know, you do, even the llamas eat meat. People have a hard time with that. A lot of the llamas eat meat. Even the Dalai Lama eats meat half the time of the year. And then he goes vegetarian the other half. But, but anyway, there's a lot of, Now, the way animals are processed and things like that, I don't think that's good. You know, it's not done in a very sacred way. But it's good to eat close to the earth and be just totally grateful for whatever you have. But and your body needs certain things. Certain types of body need certain things. You know, some people can get away with being total vegetarians. Other people can't. And you know, it's that's all personal choice and attitude. But I love what a yogi told me once. He underwent some really serious hip surgery, and the doctor told him, he said, you've got to eat some steaks and things like that with fat and things, and you got to rebuild yourself, and you know, give your body what it needs to rebuild itself while this surgery is after the surgery. And so he did. So he was following the doctor's orders, and he was making himself a steak, and these young guys came in and they go, I can't believe you're eating a steak, you know, and they got all pissed and angry at him and everything else. And he turned around and looked at me and said, you know, there's only one thing worse than eating a steak. And they go, what's that? And he said, condemning another man's meal, you know, and putting all that negative energy into my dinner, you know, like this. He goes, get out of here, you know. So, you know, you go meditate on that. But I think that's personal choice. I think we need to do things like animal husbandry, do things in a different way. Like over here in Hawaii, they love their pig, you know, and they eat a lot of pig. The pigs are abundant here. They kind of tear everything up if you don't, you know, get them down in numbers, you know, the same thing. But there's a system put in place, and you know, nature's pretty cruel when it comes to you know, predators versus herbivores and things like that. But it's a tricky situation. Everybody has to make up their own mind on that one.
Do you even have to eat when you're in 5D?
No.
So then it wouldn't even.
Yeah, you don't even need to eat if you're in 5D. You know, it's just.
Yeah. Do you think that there is such a thing as natural disasters? Is this part of Gaia, or listening to Dutch Sense, he talks about all earthquakes originating with low wave frequencies.
I think Dutch Sense does a great job. I actually watched a lot of his stuff on Mauna Loa when the volcano was erupting here, and we got inner guidance right away that it's going the other direction. Don't worry, you know, it's going in a totally uninhabited area. And a lot more was going on with that eruption. There's a lot of underground facilities there and other things that were, that might have been affected, let's say. But I think, okay, here's what I believe. And there's always a line belief. So I think that everything is orchestrated on a higher level. So you have the central suns. All the suns are connected to the central sun. And they're reacting to whatever happens at the central sun. It's a network. And the suns govern a lot of the activity. They govern when this coronal mass ejections or solar flares go off. You're going to see an increase in severe weather, earthquakes, and volcanic activity. So there you go. There's the connection. And the central sun is, the suns are conscious. There's conscious beings. I have photographs of beings existing in the sun. They're light beings, so the heat doesn't affect them. But I actually have photographs. It's undeniable. But it's all connected. It's all consciousness. It's part of the higher consciousness and energy. And everything begins there and comes down through the dimensions to us, to the physical. And so it's all, I hope that answered your question, but it's all interconnected and it's all being orchestrated on a higher level. Now we have choice in that. We can totally freak out when the solar flares hit and act like monkeys, like Stanford research showed, where they exhibited behavior from self-mutilation to comatose behavior. Or we can go, oh, the sun's doing its thing. I just need to pay attention and override it and pay, you know, and watch. People are going to be irritable and people are going to be drowsy. People aren't going to drive right. You know, they're, and then you got the other, the, on top of that. So people are, you got to really drive defensively right now because people are just not in their right minds. You know, you got end time madness, you got all this other stuff going on. And so you got to really pay attention to get through the days to come.
Do you know anything about the seraphim type being?
Seraphim is what, an order of angels, right? So you know what's interesting? The what is their name? The Sohar. I was meditating and I got this real strong message, the Sohar is coming, and I go, what is that? You know? I had no idea what it was at the time. And they said, go outside. So I walked outside and I'm standing there facing the mountain, and this huge ball of energy just appears in front of me. And you see the energy going through me and behind me and light and going right through me and lighting up the ground. And I actually have the photograph of that event happening. And the and so, you know, I didn't know what it was, you know. And so I remembered something in the Keys of Enoch talking about that. And I talked to J.J. Hertek and I asked him what it was. And he goes, oh, that's a collection. It's a collective of angels, angelic energy. And there was a transmission that happened, you know, a download that happened, you know. So I go, oh, interesting. And I had all these glyphs, these golden glyphs above my head forming. And he looked at those and he says, oh, those are very, very ancient, very the glyphs are something had God something in. I don't know what it said. I can't remember, but I try not to let those things go to my head. I just want to be just James, not like everybody else. But anyway, there are collectives. They form an energy and they'll appear to people and they'll do downloads and transmissions and prepare people for their missions here. And it's all tied into that.
Who is Commander Valiant Thor?
Valiant Thor. There are a lot of beings that have come here and they give us a name, and it's usually a fancy name, and we all jump on it and we start worshiping it and use it to further our followers or whatever, you know. It's there's a lot of that going on, and a lot of them don't use their real name because of that. And And there's a reason for that, because when they do bring their real names out and say who they real are, then you're going to know who the posers were and who the people that were authentic. And they do a lot of this on purpose. So in the days to come, very soon, you're going to have a lot more appearance of UFOs, a lot more beings appearing to people. We're having like Michael and Mary and all the masters appearing here. We're actually getting photographs of them, even in Hawaii, not just East Eddy. They're the real deal. You know, they have a history and things like that. But there's a lot of other people. I don't want to upset a lot of people, but it's like Saint Germain. You know, it became a multi-million-dollar industry. And the whole field of ufology is a multi-million-dollar industry. And it's a controlled narrative. And anybody that's authentic that goes against the narrative is blackballed and attacked and gossiped and rumored and viciously slandered. And you follow these things back, and it goes back to the same group, the controlled opposition and the shills and that group that's been controlling the narrative. But you got to be really careful, because everybody's self-righteously jumping on these bandwagons to go after people that in events that never happened. And even when you say, well, name a person, name the person that this happened to, there's no person. There's nothing. It's just passed down rumors and gossip. And there's a lot of victims out there too that have, they came with agendas. They didn't get what they wanted. And so they kind of flipped out and became victims. And that's a lot of times what happens is when people have agendas and they don't get what they want, they become a victim, and then they become persecutors, and then they get all the saviors on their side, just create a big mess. And that's what's happening in the UFO community. That's why a lot of us are backing out of the community. And I can't believe how much support we've had by saying this. I know Corey Good, his site's going off the scale with people in support of him for calling out the nonsense and what's happening there. So, you know, whether you believe his story or not is not important. Basically, it's what he's telling, what he's talking about is basically losing his, you know, they took his name, his IP, and his story, basically, and he's trying to get it back. And so that's basically what this is all about. There's some very incredulous people. I know some of these people, and you know, some of them tried it with me, and I just said, seriously, you know. Well, I asked one question, who controls the money, you know, and that was the end of that conversation. So it's, to me, it's not about the money, and the carrot of fame and fortune doesn't work for me. I don't really care. I'd rather be gardening. I've said this over and over, and I'd rather be building and gardening and doing creative things and empowering people to make their own personal connection. I don't need to be some lord or have followers or anything else. That's totally offensive to me. So it doesn't work on me, these things. You know, I have too much on my plate already. I don't want more on my plate anyway. So I guess enough said on that.
Are EBS coming in the next week or two?
EBS. So that's the emergency broadcast system. You know, that's going to have to kick on pretty quick, especially with this omnibus bill, this budget that they just put out. That's got to go. I mean, that's got to be shot down. It's going to take them months and months and months. Even because they took over the house, there's still a lot of rhinos and just a lot of corrupt politicians in there that are going to try to hold this up. But, you know, if this other court case goes through, the Brunson case, those guys aren't going to be returning to work. So if that, it's kind of, if this event happens, another event's going to, if this event happens, so we can't put a date or a time on it. It's more like a series of events. And so watch as these events unfold. So if the Supreme Court takes the Brunson case and they rule on it and it's favorable, we get our country back, basically.
This is a question about the Brunson case. Will the case currently at the Supreme Court be the case that saves us? Will they go forward with a hearing or make a decision on January 6th? Is this how Biden and Congress will be removed?
Let's just say I got a good feel. We all got chills about hearing this case and the energy behind it and everything else. How much resistance is going to go up against it, we don't know. But it has a possibility of totally restoring the Republic and giving us our country back and getting rid of these posers, you know, that aren't working in the highest and best good of humanity or the earth. But, you know, basically they're going to lose their credentials and they can no longer hold any public office if this goes through. And it needs to go through because these people betrayed their oath and they need to be dealt with accordingly. And they betrayed the people and the Constitution. So whatever, but it has the potential for that. I feel good about it. It might be slow walked. I hope it isn't. I hope it happens fast because the Democrats are doing all they can to destroy the Supreme Court and they know it. And this is their hammer. They were given a hammer to put an end to that. And so it's in their highest and best good to go ahead and go through with this. So we'll see what happens.
Do you think Nasara Jassara is really going to happen?
Yeah, I think Nasara is already in place, basically. And they've already launched a lot of it, is coming into place. There's people on the inside in major institutions that are getting papers and rulings and things, and they're having to redo everything, you know, so they're compliant. And so a lot of it is being implemented. And I think eventually there has to be the big hammer. And it's funny to hear that. Talk about paranormal. I have all these little sensors in my house, and they're little infrared sensors, and they're like frogs and birds and things like that. Well, they only go off unless something moves in front of them, and it could be a non-physical object. It'll pick them up too. And I was laughing because the birds are going off in there, the frogs are going off, there's beans walking all around this house. And so it's just like, you're never alone here. There's always beans walking around. Did I miss a question? I don't know. No. I think I answered. Okay.
Yeah, I think you answered it. Do you know anything about Russell J. Gould? Was his quantum and capture of the American flag communicated with Trump? Any thoughts on him?
I've read about him. Everything he said seemed like the up and up. One of the problems with that is this guy could be totally legit. The law could be on his side 100%. But you're dealing with an extremely corrupt, unlawful system, which was the Twitter reports are showing us that. And so who's going to enforce it? And so I think he does have a legitimate claim. I'm sure he's talked to Trump. I'm sure Trump knows about it. And that might be part of the foundation where they're going to restore the public. You know, I could look into that deeper, but a lot of people get pissed off when you just mention the name Trump. And that's, you know, but the guy is not who you think he is. He's doing some great work. We need to get behind it. You know, well, I can't use that analogy. Never mind. There's some great analogies about what's going on, but you know, he's a pit bull, basically. I'm saying that in a very nice way. He calls it like he sees it. He doesn't give a shit, and he calls it out, and he calls the corruption out, and he has no fear about doing that. And he's in the right place to do that. He's the house cleaner, you know, the enforcer, whatever. He's coming in to take care of that. And we need to get behind him and get rid of this mess. And then maybe you can bring a Gandhi in or something to help run things. But right now, you don't need a Gandhi. You need somebody that's going to, you know, kick butt and take names.
So we've got three more questions. So if you'd like to elaborate on these, I think that would be nice.
Okay.
Can you talk about Mary and Anna?
Wasn't Anna the grandmother of Mary? I'm not sure. I think there's so many of them. See, when you talk about the house of Mary, you're talking about Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, the grandmothers, everything. They're all working together.
What do you think? Kuan Yin is working with that group too?
Yeah, Kuan Yin is part of that. And then they have another word called the Shekinah energies, of the divine feminine energies, and they're all participating in this awakening and healing process and restoring balance, getting rid of the old patriarchal energy and not getting rid of men. It's bringing balance. You know, there's such a thing as an enlightened male, and enlightened male and somebody that's in touch with their masculinity and understands how to operate. You know, it's like we have both of those in ourselves. We have the positive, negative, the yin yang. We have the masculine and feminine. The on our left side usually is the feminine energy. It comes in and we receive information and guidance and things like that. So women receive, they're better connected to their emotional body, their spiritual body. They should be the ones receiving the information. Your masculine side is the doer. It's the get it done, make it happen. And we have both of those in ourselves. So whenever we go against the male or the female, we're actually going against ourselves. And the men are probably a little more towards the doer side, you know, the intellect and things like that. But again, the intellect is only a drop in the sea of consciousness. So it only makes sense that most higher civilizations are matriarchal. They have, they're more, the feminine are more in charge, you know, and the men are more the doers and the service and make it happen. And even the Pleiades, the females make much better pilots because the ships are very, they're alive, and you have to be very sensitive, very tuned in to operate these ships. And so they, by nature, they make better pilots. I know that's going to be an insult to a lot of men, but you know, when you're in touch with your masculinity, it's okay to be a man. It's okay to love yourself being a man. There's nothing wrong with being a man, but you know, we're also here to protect and take care of the women. And that's one of our jobs, and the children especially, and a lot of people have failed. And so that's why you see a lot of these people that are totally out of touch with their, with themselves, their soul, their masculinity or whatever, and, or their femininity, they're kind of soulless automons, and they're doing all these. That's why you have all these things being done to the children right now. It's because there's a lot of people that are totally out of touch with what it means to be a divine male or a divine female. They're completely out of touch. If they weren't, you know, and a lot of these women that are standing up, I can't remember, what are these women that are standing up? Mothers against drugs, mothers against vax, mothers against all these mothers that are standing up. The men need to get behind them. You know, they know what's going on. The grandmothers too, they know, they take care of their gardens and their children and the earth and everything else. And we need to get behind that and support that. And it's important. It's very important. So anyway, it's, they've tried to shift that and disempower the women and take the power away and take their voice away. And there's scripture that talks about that, that's been totally, bastardized and changed and everything, you know, like there's an old scripture that says the woman was made from the rib of man. So if it wasn't for man, women wouldn't be here, because we had to give them a rib, you know, and so they owe us, you know. But the real, the when they translated, they lost the real meaning. It says is woman was created at the side of man, not the rib. They didn't have a word for side, so they use rib. Well, that create a huge imbalance, you know, no, they're created side by side, period, end of story. And that we're here to keep balance, and we balance each other out, and together we're a very formidable team, you know, and that's what we need. So when you have a divine female and a divine masculine connected to source, you've got a very, very powerful group there working through, and that's what we need to get to.
I loved your answer. Do you feel a large amount of people on the planet right now are not infinite soul beings, but literally soulless walking skin suits?
Yeah. You know, I always try to say there's hope for everybody, but some people there just may not be. There may not be nothing to attach to or nothing to work with there. I've had some experiences in my own life where I'm just, oh my God, this is so black and white. It's so obvious. You know, why can't you see this? And they can't, because they're caught in some self-serving program or something. And it's just unbelievable. And they don't see how that's affecting other levels and what they're allowing in and things like that. There's so much of that going on right now. And I think a lot of people are totally disconnected from their soul. They're definitely disconnected from spirit. Something else is running the show. That's happening on a huge scale. Unfortunately, with the jab, that's that's actually interfered in the connection big time, where a lot of people after they got it are saying, I don't feel connected anymore. I feel lost. I can't, something happened. And so there's a lot of things like that happening. And, you know, it's a lot of these chemicals are in the food, they're in the water, they're in everything that they're doing, trying to shut us down. So I'm not trying to blame anybody, but it is happening. It is a real event. And when I see a lot of the socially engineered and biologically engineered people right now, and especially the men that are very effeminate and things like that, it's sad to see that. You know, it's not natural. And again, I'm not trying to bash anybody. I'm not trying to say, you know, I love everybody and I have friends that are on both sides and all that stuff. But I'm just saying, if you've been socially engineered, if you've been extremely wounded, if you've been chemically engineered, and that's what I'm saying, that's not natural. And so, and you see a lot of these kids that are so socially engineered, they're afraid to be a male, they're afraid to be a female, they're afraid to be exploited, they're afraid to be hurt, they're you know, it's very bad if you show, you know, if you show the male side of you and you become protective or things like, you know, there's so much of this going on. It's, there's so much. At what point do you go, well, what happened to the plan? You know, what happened to just letting nature take its course? You know, what happened to, and so if there's interference, we need to look at that. We need to look at what kind of interference there's been and what were the consequences of that interference. You know, I have young men now that come to me sometimes and they're almost suicidal and they go, I don't want to be a male. You know, white males did everything here. They're responsible for all the problems of the earth and I'm a white male and I should just kill myself. You know, it's like, and that's the kind of conditioning, you know? And so I said, well, why don't you be a white male that fixes things, you know, that changes things and there's nothing wrong with standing up, you know, for any injustice on any level, whether it be male, female, or poverty or whatever, you know, there's no reason for not standing up against that. But it's sad seeing what's happening. There's an agenda behind it, and it's elitist agenda, and it's done through social engineering, through chemical engineering, everything, and it's just making a mess out of the planet. And people can go, oh, this, you know, you're some fundamentalist minister or whatever, and I'm not. But basically, one of the plans the New World Order uses to take down a country is, first of all, they destroy the economy. They overinflate everything and they destroy the economy and money becomes worthless or whatever exchange is. That's one thing they do. They take over all the enforcement agencies and the politicians, things like that. They bribe them, they blackmail them, they do whatever, and they take them out. And then they have a thing called demoralization. And they took away all moral foundation where you can just do whatever you want. You know, there's one senator, I don't want to say his name, but he was on Fox News and he lied about everything. He lied about his education. He lied about who he worked for. He lied about his spiritual beliefs or religious beliefs. He lied about everything and they busted him flat out. He goes, yeah, I made a mistake. He goes, but everybody lies here. So it's okay because everybody's doing it. You know, the whole Democratic Party is lied about everything. And he said, so it's okay. And you look at that and you go, what created that? You know, what, how does this guy justify? And they're calling him out on his stuff over and over. And he goes, yeah, so I made a mistake. Yeah, whatever. No humility, no apology, nothing. It's unbelievable. And you go, yeah, that's who's running our country right now. That's the type of people. They have no ethics. They have, you know, they have no moral foundation. They're ethically challenged, morally challenged, and whatever. And that's the type of people they've been putting in office. I mean, look at the transvestite bag stealer or whatever. I don't know. I'm going to get hate mail for that, but I mean, you look at who they're installing in office right now, and it's, you know, it's almost like they went to an insane asylum, and you know, look at the people they put in charge of the physical and mental health. You know, an obese, gender confused woman is in charge of our mental and physical health. You know, what does that tell you? I mean, why is that person in charge? And you can see a lot of that. And you can see a lot of these people are they're in holding positions, and their regular lives are about as far away from that position as they can be. And their real life is total opposite of what the position and the image they hold in the media, you might say, or things.
What are your thoughts on witchcraft?
Well, that's a good one. Witchcraft. I tell you what's interesting about witchcraft is it's all about intent, and it's all about your come from. And there used to be in the olden days, the druids, there was the dark druids and the light druids. And the white druids had a real strong moral compass. They were here to serve. They had powers and abilities. They would, I know from experience, they, you know, Stonehenge, you'd stand on that stone in the middle of Stonehenge, and you'd charge up and all this energy come into you, and you'd be getting communication from other systems and star systems and things like that. It was a very powerful thing to do. And they had to share it with the dark druids, unfortunately, just to keep the peace. And so this is a past life, and I'm just going to say it, but what I was a white druid in a past life, and I could actually throw energy balls, and we used to throw these energy balls at the dark druids and watch them freak out, because it would amplify all their darkness and their unhealed stuff and things like that. It was fun. You could just tune in and send energy and watch them come unglued. But anyway, that was another lifetime. And the same thing with a lot of the midwives and a lot of the herbalists and the healers, the counselors and things were called witches, because they wanted to destroy that element, because they wanted, you know, the allopathic medicine to take over. And same thing, they took over all the healing practices and destroyed all the herbal events and the clearing and the healing work that was going on, because they wanted all to package it all in the hospitals and just cash in on it. And so the church, you know, burned a lot of the midwives and the herbalists and the healers and things like that. So there's that was another event that happened. It had nothing to do with them being evil or bad or whatever. And there is black magic, and there are dark witches that are using ceremony and events and actually doing sacrifice and even child sacrifice. I hate to say it, but and they're tied into the satanic Luciferian stuff. So there's two sides to all of this. When there's always a dark and a light side when almost everything. And so you have to understand that, you know, there are beneficial people that are more like midwives, and some people would call them Mitches, midwives. That's a new one. Mitch McConnell's one of those. No. But somebody would call them, you know, they're midwives and they're healers, and they use a lot of herbal remedies, and they do prayers, which and they use techniques and so the dark side would be voodoo, where you're trying to curse somebody and hurt somebody and things like that, or control somebody. So whichever you're come from that you're using is going to draw those kind of entities to you. So if your heart's in the right place and you're doing things to help and serve people and help people to heal and to alleviate pain and suffering and things like that, then those are the type of beings that you're going to attract to you, that are going to come through you. If you're using the energy to manipulate and control and dominate or harm others, those are the kind of entities that are going to come to you, and they will own you. Eventually they will own you. There's a price to pay. And so you never want to try to manipulate anybody or cause harm to somebody using dark magic or anything, because you're going to pay the price. I have black magic used on me all the time, constantly. There's all kinds of people doing spells and effigies and smashing, you know, and burning my books. And, you know, that's common, basically. And they're really hurting themselves. And I get hit by it, and then I just clear it, you know, but the backlash to them is not good. I mean, a lot of them end up in hospitals right away and losing it. And so it's not a good idea. if people are working on the light side of things and serving the light, and you try to go up against them and take them down and slander them and character assassinate them and steal, you know, steal whatever their stories and their information and their what they've built, there's going to be a consequence to that. And you think you're going to rise up. And so there's another problem that most of the major outlets right now are have gone satanic, Luciferian, or just have gone entertainment. They have nothing to do with, they have no moral foundation whatsoever. And so people actually believe that they can rise up in these institutions and become famous and make a lot of money and things if they go against the people that are authentic. And so it's created quite an S storm, and that's going on as well. So there's a big war between the authentic and the posers. There's a war between the true light workers and the satanic Luciferians. There's a war between the true freedom lovers and the people that want to restore our God-given rights and those who want to control and enslave us. And there's a war between some people that are just downright evil. I hate to say it. There's people out there that would kill a child and not even blink an eye and actually feel joy doing it. And there are people like that. And they are doing rituals and they are doing sacrifices. So wake up. You know, it's not all love and light out there. There's a lot of that. And unfortunately, that they've become very entrenched in a lot of the institutions. The business institution, the political institution, the
celebrities,
the movie industry, the music industry, and now the UFO industry and the spiritual community. They're very entrenched, and so that's all coming up. You're going to see it all come up, and be sure you're on the right side of the light. And if you hear gossip and rumor and slanders, if you don't have any personal experience with it and you haven't seen it firsthand, and if you don't have an actual person that this happened to, do some research. Just don't jump on the bandwagon and become self-righteous and think your spiritual ego is going to become famous by taking down somebody else. It doesn't work that way. It's going to come back. If you try to assassinate somebody's character, your character is going to be assassinated. If you try to create harm to another person, harm's going to come to you. It's basically, you know, if you want to deplatform somebody, you're going to be deplatformed. We're seeing that right now. All this stuff is coming around. And if you do it to people that are on the light side, that are serving the light, none of us are perfect. I'm not saying that. We have our own lessons that we're dealing with. They're not infallible, but overall, our hearts are in the right place. And, you know, if you start coming after these people, everything you do is going to come back to you. And if they are like a very high percentage, you know, if they're high percentage of working on the light side, it's going to come back 1,000-fold. So good luck with that program if you want to keep running it.
Have you had any recent encounters with any ET, physical or astral? If yes, can you share with us?
My God. That's a book.
I know.
I mean, Kathy can attest to this here. I mean, every day we have encounters with 5 or 6, at least very high masters, like 6, 7D, sometimes 13th dimensional beings are coming in. And in the counseling work, we're bringing in people's main teachers and guides. And so we're meeting new ones every day. We're doing a lot of work like that, not daily. We're doing that kind of work here. There's a lot of hard physical work too, going along with that as well. But there's so many. And some of these beings, there's kind of a joke we asked about, do you know who, what was the name again?
Valiant
Thor. There's actually another being that came in, and that was the name he chose to use at the time, but it was actually somebody else. But it's there's a little joke on the other side. A lot of that happens. They steer things and they know where it's going to go and they know it's going to get convoluted. And then so they know the future, and so they have different things they do, and it's kind of a joke. It's kind of funny. They tell us stuff and we just start busting up. I go, oh, I see why you did that, you know. But we've got we just took a photograph of Michael, Archangel Michael, right out in front here, and beautiful photograph. There's these beings that are shielded, that have a big shield in front of them. It's amazing. They're pure light beings. And we've been taking photographs of that. There's orbs everywhere here, just giant orbs all around the house. Some are like probably 10 foot, 8 foot wide, you know, all colorful. We've had a lot of the local beings come here. The a lot of the like, was it Leilani?
Leilani.
She's a sixth dimensional Hawaiian that's here. We've had Pele come in and say hi. You got to be very humble when she comes in. We've had a lot of the you know, the local gods and goddesses and higher dimensional beings are coming in, and we're seeing a lot of that. So you know, there's I don't even know what to say. Mary's always with me. We have beautiful photographs of Mary appearing because she saved me when I was 5 years old. I was dying in the hospital, and she, so I've had Mary with me all my life. The I'm trying to think of who else.
We've had the guy Herbie.
There's a guy that died here that keeps coming around, and he keeps trying to touch the women on their heads. he's okay. He's okay. He just wanted a beer
and a shot of whiskey.
And so we got him one. And I think he moved on. You know, and you know, you become their friends first, and then you help them out, and you move them on. But I mean, there's so many. I don't even know where to start. There's on every level. There's beings here, little Minahunis, and there's other beings that we don't even know who they are. We have to look into it, but have been showing up here, and they're like elementals. They're like nature spirits and things. But it's constant. That there's so much going on here, and just like he said in Washington, there's so much going on. But anyway, I think we're out of time, so I'll have to wrap this up. But anyway, I can't stress enough to go to the website and learn how to do the clearings. The healing techniques are there on the website to help clear up any unseen negative influences. Keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And don't get involved in all the gossip and the power struggles and all the other stuff. You're going to see this whole industry get turned upside down, and pull out of it. And get out in nature and meditate and get grounded, take your shoes off and let this stuff take its course. And it's going to be an exciting year coming up. So anyway, have a great evening, and we'll see you next show.